This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We'll start with that blowjob doctor.
Let's.
Yes. Well, he's not a blowjob doctor, you see.
To clarify.
Yeah. I am a doctor of BJs. Mm-hmm. No, it's a German doctor who you may recall we talked about on the show. He killed his lover with a deadly blowjob. That guy's finally gotten his punishment.
Okay.
In case you missed the story the first time around, 43-year-old Dr. Andreas David Niederbichler.
Yes. Of course, such as me.
Niederbichler.
Niederbichler.
He was found guilty of grievous bodily harm.
What kind of?
He's been charged with the death of 38-year-old Yvonne M. His sentence? 9 years behind bars.
Why did you kill me?
This happened almost a year ago.
Why?
Yvonne died of a drug overdose. Her corpse was discovered in the home.
Oh, I thought it was a guy.
No. It was a woman. Her corpse
Oh, that's right. He had the blow on his...
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They found her body in the home of her boyfriend, Dr. Niederbichler. After analyzing the corpse, they discovered cocaine in her system.
Mm-hmm.
Through a police investigation, they discovered that this Niederbichler had killed Yvonne by lacing his genitals with the drug.
Yes.
He had put cocaine under his foreskin without telling her. She then performed on him and had an intense reaction afterwards.
Oopsie poopsie.
Mm. I have some questions.
Mm-hmm.
How much cocaine would you have to put in your foreskin to give someone a deadly reaction?
Okay, I will say this. It all depends how much you did before, right? So, like, if you're doing lines all night and then you put just enough to send someone over the edge, I guess.
It depends on how sensitive she is.
If she had a heart. Yeah.
She would have tasted it.
Yeah.
It would be a funky dong, right?
It would be, she'd have a numb mouth.
Perfect.
But I guess this guy had done it before. In this particular case, she started to experience extreme shortness of breath. Then she became unconscious, and shortly after, she died.
Yeah, well, that's...
But she's not the only one to fall for this. The court case uncovered the doctor has done this several times to other ladies between 2015 and 2018. He has a kink for seeing his sex partners react to drugs.
You guys don't?
No.
Hmm.
Can't surprise people with cocaine. Yeah,
you shouldn't.
So
you shouldn't.
He has done the powdered penis thing a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't cocaine on your dong also get into your? Could it get into your system that way too?
Probably
not as strong, obviously, as going into your mouth. But
yeah,
externally it would make him numb too.
Yeah,
they found that he had sometimes dosed champagne glasses with it. One woman reported crashing her car twice after it happened. Another woman became unconscious and now has a nervous twitch.
Jesus. This guy's got a real problem.
Yeah, he does.
As for Yvonne, she was cheating on her husband with Dr. Niederbichler.
Ah. And you've been discovered.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. And she was even allegedly planning to leave her husband for this guy who ended up killing her.
What an awkward eulogy that is.
Yep.
She blew herself.
So let's all pay our respects to this horrible slut. Look how she's sleeping.
She's sleeping with her mouth open.
Oh, that's a horrible, hopefully closed casket. Closed casket. If she's still got BJ mouth, closed casket.
No, they just break it. If you had, that,
they just permanent BJ mouth.
Oh, yeah.
They
just crack that thing. You know what I mean?
They mold you back shut.
Yeah, man. You can't let someone have that.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is demented. That's where my brain went.
Maybe, but the husband's so pissed, though, he probably was like, let it ride.
Yeah, that's what she looked like right before she died. Right, if he is pissed,
yeah,
let the whore be. Right?
Hopefully she is rotting in hell.
Oh, my God. It would hurt so much to find out that your wife is cheating on you. But then she's dead. I know, but
she's dead. But then it's a national,
cocaine
it's
BJ?
A worldwide story that she died from a coke Beeger.
Yeah.
It's a worldwide story.
That'd be a tough one to get over.
Yeah.
That would be a tough one to just move on from.
I'm going to take some time off, maybe travel a bit. Everybody knows about her cocaine Beeger.
Yeah.
With Dr. Nieder Dicklers. So.
Damn it. Sucks for that guy.
My kinks.
Yeah. I'm very sorry.
Very sorry for my kinks.
I mean, obviously you're not wishing this woman dead, but I feel worse for the husband who's left behind from cocaine BJ whore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's not great. Life isn't great for him.
So they weren't doing cocaine together before they had sex.
Well, we don't know.
There's
There's no mention of that. He snuck it in there,
yeah.
Lise.
Yeah.
Like, again, I'm not too familiar with the equipment, but I'll say that
if you had a full sleeve, yeah, like a full neck, a turtleneck, I think you could get quite a bit in there.
Okay.
You put it in like a powdered donut.
Okay,
trap.
I get it. Like but don't you have, I'm not sure how it's done, mm-hmm, but when people are performing on people who are uncirced,
yeah,
do they not unsheath said?
Well, that's like, what would get you. That's what,
you
that's
notice
what,
it though?
No, because it doesn't unsheath like all the way. So there is always like a little bit extra.
A hoodie?
That they can pull back, you know? Not a full-on hoodie, but there's an area. Wow. They'd be all right.
And he looks like the biggest dweeb.
He's a douche.
I'm a doctor with lots of money and coke.
Chicks will do anything for coke. I don't know if you know that.
No, but she didn't know she was.
Yeah, I don't think she was.
He was sentenced then to?
Yeah, 9 years behind bars. That sentence that was just handed down.
Yeah. That's a terrible kink to have. People reacting to drugs.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Dr. Anita Dicta has a
doctor. Well, I guess he's like, I'm a doctor, so if she passes out, I'll save her.
I will bring her back to life.
And oopsie.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't save her.
She has died with the blowjob mouth.
Oh, dad of woman who overdosed after doctor sprinkled cocaine. Do they have the dad? Do they have him?
What?
Oh, there's Yvonne.
Jeez.
The grief-stricken father. Oh, her dad.
Yeah.
Ooh. The grief-stricken father of a woman who died.
That's another terrible thing to find out.
Wants him to be jailed for life. Oh, that's your dad. That's your daughter.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes, it is. Yeah, look at this loser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, what a dweeb. I guess they met on a dating website.
You know, she was a hairdresser. Pretty. Probably looking for anything in Germany to make it better.
Right, he's a well-off plastic surgeon.
They're from Halberstadt, wherever the hell that is.
Halberstadt.
Mm. Wow.
But what a weird kink the guy has.
No, it's a bizarre kink. Oh, I guess that's him speaking at some sort of conference or something.
We won't understand it.
No, we won't.
No. Hmm. He does look like, I'm going to put cocaine on my vino and kill you.
Yeah. Is that her?
No. No. It says woman died after oral. Could be her.
She's prettier than, like, she's better than him.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, if that's her.
Halberstadt doesn't have a lot of eligible bachelors for the cheating woman on the go.
No.
She's beautiful if that's her.
But you're right, there's a lot of just sad that that whole story is like a real mess.
That's a mess. Steven in Boston wants to clear up some circumcision talk we had.
Okay.
Good morning,
thank
Steven.
You.
You're on with David Chuck the Freak.
Good morning, all. How are we doing? Penis, quite literally in this case.
Yes,
So, brilliant. How are you guys doing this morning? Fantastic.
Wonderful. Let's talk about your penis.
All right, fantastic. So, not very often you jump on the radio and talk about penis.
No.
Anyway, so I'm uncircumcised, and I just wanted to hear you guys talking about the cocaine underneath the uncircumcised penis.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of said that you can't pull it all the way back. Now, that's something that back in England we get trained to do from a young age, because, like, it's something that's quite common to be uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Okay. So they kind of, like, your dad tells you to, like, over the years, try and pull it back a bit more. Because what you can get if you don't pull it all the way back is a bit of an infection. So at a young age, you learn to pull it back. So I wouldn't be surprised if he could fit a decent amount of coke underneath his penis.
That's what I would have thought. So, you know, it's like little storing place. Like, it's like
absolutely.
It's like a fanny pack on your donger, you know?
Can
like
Steven, I can't imagine Chuck's dad having to tell him to pull his wiener skin.
Well, he would have never had to.
Single parent father, he taught me a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yep, see ya.
No problem at all.
See ya.
I do think that when a dad is a single parent, like when mom isn't around, I feel like dad just makes the call on some stuff. Like, you've got no one to bounce anything off of, so you're like, I guess I'm going to teach him about the pull your skin back thing today. Because there's no one like, he'll figure it out. No, I get it. But really, I would assume anything with my donger, I would have figured it out on my own. Like, I would have been pulling the skin back.
Ever taught me anything about my dong?
I like that we have an English circumcision correspondent.
Not many shows do.
That's amazing.
Jimmy Turtleneck.
I'll just like to clarify a little bit. He put all kinds of things in it.
Yeah.
You know. This world, all right.
That's enough then.
See you later.
Penis fanny pack.
Yeah.
Right. But it goes, unlike you thought, the skin can go all the way back.
Well, no, like, I know it can go back. What I'm saying is when it gets to full size, there's always still a little bit of skin that you could have, like a pouch.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Like, you always have, it doesn't like stretch all the way where it's like, oh, it doesn't look like he's got extra.
Right. No, there's extra.
You always have the extra.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Police clerk in California is accused of filming 70 men using a hidden camera in the police department bathroom.
Girl did this?
A nail clerk.
There we go.
Come on.
There we
go. No woman's putting a camera in the man's bathroom. The stuff she'd see.
That's ballsy to do it. You're at court. You work at court.
You work in a police department.
When you're a perv, you can't help it.
Here's the story from CBS Los Angeles. Let's take a listen in.
What happened inside the Long Beach Police Department headquarters will make you more than cringe. We first told you last summer about a Long Beach police clerk who was arrested for making secret recordings here in the men's bathroom. Tonight, prosecutors say the crime was bigger and worse than first thought. 28-year-old Sergio Nieto is charged. Police say he used a cell phone to make the surreptitious recordings. According to court documents, Nieto is charged with 115 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. The complaint lists 69 victims. Legal analyst Alexandra Kazarian says the case could come with stiff penalties.
It's all misdemeanor conduct. So even though it sounds really creepy and it sounds like an invasion of privacy, it's a very low level invasion of privacy, but misdemeanor counts can be stacked. So if it is the same victim different times, then each time that 6 months can be stacked.
The Long Beach Post reports some of the victims were top brass at the police department and that Nieto's job was to review body camera video, some of which can include accidental recordings from officers when they enter private spaces like bathrooms. It's not clear whether those recordings are also part of the case.
Maybe he was recording the video that he was supposed to be reviewing, which is also a violation, but it's not the same violation that he's being charged with.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So he's watching it on a screen and then taking screen cap videos.
Well, that's not what he's charged with. But he could have done that as well, they're saying.
He might have done that.
So, like, you're a cop, Chuck, and you go to the bathroom on duty, but your body cam's still recording.
Yep.
And you look down to pee.
Fine.
Well, an average person, they would see a penis, and it would be on tape.
Hmm.
Yeah. What an invasion of my privacy.
That's crazy.
As a cop, I think I'd have an issue with that.
I never even thought about, like, just, like, cops, all the footage of them just taking deuces and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't normally turn it off?
I don't think you're not supposed to have the...
You can turn it off and on. They're supposed to.
Well, yeah, they can.
But you forget, right? I'm sure there's times when you forget. You turn it on during a call, and then you come back to the station and run into the bathroom.
Mm.
You may forget to turn it off.
Yeah.
So how many times is my dong on body cam?
Mm.
The thing is, usually it's on your chest and it's pointed straight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not like you wear it on like glasses and you look down. You know what I mean? Like, usually it would just shoot straight ahead.
Yeah, but if you bent down,
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could happen, but it's one of those.
It's odd. It's more seems like sounds and stuff.
Yeah.
How does a police officer, a police clerk, tape almost 70 men without them noticing with his cell phone?
You just go to the bathroom beside them. And like, I know myself, I will intentionally look so straight ahead and sort of on an angle upwards that if someone was up to no good, I might not see them do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I usually look straight ahead, too.
Yeah, like, I'm like, someone comes up next to me, I'm like, oh, man. Like, don't look over at all. So.
So you wouldn't know. Well, you're right. I don't make eye contact with anyone beside me.
No.
But I feel like I'd notice if someone was holding a phone.
You'd hope. But
if I'm using a urinal and there's a guy beside me with a phone in his hand.
What if I had my phone in my pocket and it was just the camera was just sticking out a little bit?
Yeah.
It seems like it would be really hard to do that many times.
Yeah.
But he did it, apparently. What are you doing? You're trying to demonstrate how this could happen?
That's how it would be, yeah.
Oh. Okay, Chuck's demonstrating his pervert abilities here. Yeah. His camera.
Yeah, see.
Like, oh, hey, how's the urinal?
Just how's the urinal?
How's yours, a deep?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Chuck.
Yeah, you could do it, theoretically.
Yeah, because all you'd have to do is, like, turn it on to movie mode or whatever. And then you could...
Just roll.
So that's how I would do it if I wanted to get all your picks, boys.
It's a super sick time we live in that you can't even pee in a men's room without worrying someone's going to try and catch a glimpse or take some video of you.
The only thing for me is if I was one of the cops there, I'd be like, oh, sweet, there's 70 people, because mine would get just, they'd just skip mine.
Like
he'd be like, oh, skip. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be so fine. He'd be like, Dave, look at that thing.
They say even
spend some time with you.
It's like chief of police and stuff.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
Like, he got them all.
It would be funny if, you know, there was somebody that wasn't on there. Like, all the other guys had.
Yeah, and he's like
the one guy.
Why didn't I get hit?
He'd be offended.
Andy, there's tons of my picks, and Chuck, and James, and Jason, and Al. Like, we're
all
on there. I
feel bad about myself.
You didn't see your penis going through all those pics when we had to identify
it? Dude, I got like literally 47 pictures of mine.
He didn't tape me at all.
Oh, there's tons of mine, dude.
He taped everybody. He got literally everybody.
No,
you know that old guy? He taped the old guy.
He got the old guy.
The old guy upstairs? Yeah.
He got that old guy.
Merv? He got him. Yeah,
he got Merv.
He got Merv.
He got Merv.
42 pictures of Mervs.
Yeah. What's wrong with me?
I don't know, dude.
Why didn't he choose me?
You weren't a
victim.
Oh,
man, I'm really...
I'm a victim in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, there's an upside, I guess.
I don't like this.
It would make you feel bad.
Yeah.
70?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I mean, I hope the next perv gets you.
Me too.
Because this one didn't.
I just got to start working out, I guess.
Nerfy,
you'd be yelling at him in court, like, why?
I do the like victim thing where I get to talk to him at the end of this. Yeah. I'm like, he didn't even choose me, and now I have a lifetime of pain from this rejection.
Really sorry, I didn't. I don't know what happened there. I'm sure yours is fine.
Here's a cop that texted. He said, "We actually wear our phones in otter boxes on our hips." So it would be so easy to just start recording and walk in there.
Weird.
There you go.
Man. Get your phones off your hips.
Those hips do lie.
Yeah, they do. Mine don't, but...
There are people that saying they would tape your penis, Andy. So you're...
Very cool.
You're not really, but okay. In this world, I guess it's very cool.
You know... Nice to hear the positive side.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a hot or not. This is a Florida stripper fight.
Okay.
To the death.
Exotic dancing takes some muscle. We know that. Police say a stripper in Florida showed her strength in a different way, though.
Just kicking ass.
by ripping an entire electrical meter off the wall at a strip club.
Oh, my God. The meter?
The electric meter she ripped off the wall.
That's nuts. What? That's nuts.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Those things are not.
Have you ever just looked at the thing? I couldn't rip one off a wall.
Not many people could.
Nobody can.
That's it. I've shut this place down.
She's got the strength of the Hulk.
Oh, my God. My goodness. Now, I don't know what drugs could be involved to give you superhuman strength and feel no pain.
Christy Caratini Mendoza is a stripper at Desire Gentlemen's Club in Newport Richey, Florida. She got into a fight with a fellow stripper.
Yeah.
She punched that other bitch.
Yes.
Knocked her down.
Yeah, almost killing her.
And kicked her.
And
then was so fired up from the fight, she took her anger out on the energy meter bolted to the wall of the club, ripping it off, dismantling it, and hiding
And hiding it. Oh, definitely drugs.
Well, yeah, it's drugs. There's no question. I mean, is this... You know, she's a stripper.
But I mean,
but you still need strength to be fueled by that drug.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question she's not hot.
She can't be.
Body camera footage.
How hot is she?
Body camera footage from her arrest shows a police officer locating the meter tangled in a big wig she had in her purse.
Okay.
All right.
She's been charged with battery and grand theft. Tampering with electric meters can cause electrocution and in some cases can cause a short circuit with a bright arc that can blind or burn a person or cause a fire.
It'd been a crazy show if she would have like pulled the meter off and electrocuted herself.
Give it up for crazy.
Yeah.
Electric bits.
Nuts.
She has had some run-ins with the law before.
Yeah.
She made the news 2 years ago when she stabbed a fellow stripper outside a different strip club.
And she's still employed. She's not banned from strip clubs.
Well, she was fired from that one, but she got hired at another one.
Yeah, they don't know. I guess they don't have, like, a stripper report to go back on.
Stripper facts? Check the stripper facts.
Like Rambo.
Oh, you stabbed someone.
Ramho.
Is there any chance that she keeps getting hired back because she actually is attractive?
I don't know.
And she didn't get hired back to the same club. It's a
different club. No, I know. I know.
So... is she hot or not? And you can play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com where you'll find Christy Cartini Mendoza's mugshot.
Mm. Okay, I'm overthinking this too much, and I know that.
Okay.
But I'm going to say that she got another stripping job because she's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say she's a six.
Okay. There's no way in hell.
Chuck's on the board.
I know. Like, I'm overthinking it. I know. Yeah, she ripped a box off. That'd be like me going outside and finding one of those big green boxes on someone's front lawn that has, like, all the electronic stuff and just... Same thing. Taking a fire hydrant and just knocking it over.
Yeah, it's like the Hulk running around.
Yeah.
What is she so mad about?
I don't know. Lots of stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
You know. But I think that she's... you can be gross and get hired at another strip club.
Yeah.
So I think that she's probably like a real strong
like
three.
Like a thick three. That'd be my other guess.
Okay, so Chuck's on the board with a six. Andy's on the board with
a
three.
Lisa's with a hell no.
Lisa with a hell no. You can check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Here she is, my friends. I want you to see her in color.
What?
There she is.
She has so much strength.
Oh, my God.
That is perhaps the ugliest stripper I've ever seen in my entire life. How is it possible that people pay to see this woman take her clothes off?
Wait a second.
She has what appears to be like scribbles tattooed on her face.
It is scribbles. No eyebrows.
She has scribbles tattooed on her chin and the side of her face. She has no eyebrows. She is... the one of the most attractive women I've ever seen. I can't believe.
Unattractive.
Yes, I'm sorry. Unattractive. If I said attractive, it was a big mistake.
But she was hired at two different strip clubs.
You know why? Because if she comes to your club and she's like, "You're hiring me," you do.
Because you're scared.
Yes, you're scared.
Yeah, you're scared.
You know what though? She's not big.
Yeah, she looks like Rey Mysterio without his mask.
Yeah. She looks like Rey Mysterio.
619.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Rip the power meter right off the wall.
I mean, she's in a small package. She packs a lot of punch.
This place, well, it only gets two stars.
Wow, look at
it. Gets two stars.
If they hire her, it's not great.
The fact that she ripped that thing off the wall means that I bet I mean, she could. What else could she do? She could probably snap a shotgun over her knee, and like all these other things superheroes can do. Terrifying.
So what they've done is they've hired a pretty door girl and a okay
bartender,
and all the dancers are gross.
They dupe you to get you in there, and then everyone else is a nightmare.
Desire.
My desire is for women not to look like that.
It's right there by Michael's Deli.
No.
Yeah, no, it must be super bad. Honestly, I've never seen an uglier stripper. No. And we've seen a lot of strippers on this show. I've never seen an uglier stripper.
Pretty bad.
Girls are disgusting, says one review. One has scabs on her legs and arms. Almost wanted to make me puke when she tried to sit on top of me.
Oh, God, get off
me, scabs. You scabbed up me.
Please welcome Scabby McGillicuddy.
Get out of here. Go to that stage, fellas. Get you some scabby.
Place is dirty, females and environment.
Oh.
One review said, I'm incredibly sorry. Another review said, a little smelly.
A little smelly.
No.
That's not the review you want for your strip club.
No.
A little smelly. Oh, stinks.
A lot of reports that it stinks.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't believe any of the 5-star reviews are real.
That's them trying to do some damage control.
That's from strippers that work there.
Yeah.
I feel like the scab story's real.
She doesn't work there.
Well, my God. My goodness. Lise, come on.
No.
That chick doesn't work at any strip club.
Nope.
No, she doesn't.
Model.
Yeah, people fall for that, though. They see a hot girl on the website like, we're going here! I want to see the actual...
Do people go on websites before they go to strip clubs?
I don't think so, but that should tell you right there all you need to know,
Lise. Look at the velvet chairs!
Lise, look at the interior of this place.
Well, yeah, they gotta have soft chairs.
Oh, my God, look at it.
Look at the outside.
Oh, and look at the gyro salad. Don't have the gyro salad!
Is it just like a purple house?
It is.
It's a big purple house.
Oh, and that salad? There's a salad there?
There's a salad covered in gyros?
You know what it looks like?
The scab salad.
It almost looks like an old daycare center that they've turned into a strip joint. That's what the outside looks like.
You're right. It's even like a little area.
Yeah, it's just like a little.
Oh, I hope that's not the case.
That's what it looks like.
Ooh. That's insane.
Those chairs. If those chairs could talk.
You know what? That is the worst material for a strip.
Oh, because it soaks everything in. I want plastic chairs.
Oh, my.
I don't want crushed velvet chairs.
At least fake leather.
Yeah,
something you can wipe
easy
down.
Wiping.
Yeah, because scabs are going to stick to that.
Oh, they're so. I mean, if you took a swab right now and ran it along that chair,
they're hiring strippers like that. They don't care about their chairs.
You're right, Lise. You're right.
Good point.
What's wrong with this?
I just can't believe how strong that girl is.
The scabs come up a lot in the reviews.
Well, they should.
One has scabs on her legs and arms.
Man.
It's memorable and something you have to go home and write a review about when you leave.
Dearest, you see scabs? Look, if you want to see it, look up Desire Gentleman's Club, Newport Richie.
Something you would never forget for the rest of your life.
I can't believe I'm writing this. Never thought I'd leave a strip club review. Felt compelled.
You have to warn other men.
Your fellow guys.
Had scabs all over on her arms and legs. I almost felt like puking as she tried to sit near me.
Oh, my God.
And on me.
Oh.
My God. Please save yourself.
Hey, Bob, let's check out some of these reviews here. What is Desire?
What's the first one
there,
guy
says it's good salad. Guys, hold the phone here. Look
What's
at this
there?
One. Guy named Mike M. left a very scabby review here.
What are you talking about, scabby there?
Apparently, one of the bitches there, they got scabs on her arms and legs.
Scabs?
Scabs all over.
Oh, boy.
I think we're going to refrain
pass.
From going to that
pass.
Little purple house place.
We're going to pass.
It's a purple
house. Pass. This guy says, I do check reviews before going to strip
you
clubs.
You do.
Yeah,
you go to websites and
looks
check
it
reviews.
Up.
I guess it's good. You have to.
Yeah.
You don't go into scab
well,
world.
The thing is, I'm wondering what kind of reviews he's looking for. Because there's some reviews that'll let you know.
Oh,
like, what?
Yeah.
They lamb
chops
is everything.
Yeah, them lamb chops is everything.
Should correct myself. I said gyro, not gyro. Gyro is how you actually say it.
Oh, gyro. Who cares, Dave?
That's
everyone
what we care
says
about
it different.
In this conversation.
I
that's what people texting text in. Line.
I cannot.
You know, then why do they call it a million different things every commercial you see it?
Whatever. We know what you meant.
Thank you. Yeah, she was also arrested for attempted murder. Oh, well, that's when she stabbed the other
suspect. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's her mugshot from that one?
I looked it up. I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
So what kind of drugs would she be on with scabs?
Meth. Won't make you rip an electric meter off the wall, will it?
No, maybe, but that's the scabby combo one we're talking about. This girl doesn't have scabs.
She's not scab girl. Yeah,
yeah, she's not scab girl.
Maybe.
I mean, it is possible she is, but if scab, she'd have scabs on her face.
Yeah. I would always just call the scab girl Scabatha.
Hey, Scabatha!
Scabatha!
Come to see Scabatha.
Scabatha, don't get too close. Those things can pop off at any minute.
Oh, man.
Nasty.
Break some health department rules there.
Oh,
yeah, we checked out all your dancers. A couple of things we want to go over. One's covered in scabs. You've got to let... Hey, boss.
Yeah?
I found this weird bacteria actually moving in the bathroom.
Oh, dear
it's
Christ.
Moving.
Oh, geez.
It's actually moving.
Yeah, so you're going to have to do something about that. Well, the scab girl's got to... She got to put some ointment on those or something. She got to go home and really take some time off. You can't have her scabbing it up. Running around putting scabs on your weird couches here.
Black scabs.
Boss!
Yeah, what do you got there?
There's a rat! There's three rats playing poker in the back!
Oh my god, illegal gambling rats!
Yeah, they're playing poker, illegally gambling in the back! They've got chips!
Oh my god, you got rats gambling in the back of your building. What are you doing with that? You got scab girl running around. You got some girl with the strength of a Hulk ripping metal things off the wall like she's some kind of goddamned Avenger. And then, rats gambling. Rats gambling, Club Desire.
Oh, boy, boss.
What else you got?
One of the strippers was giving hand jobs to a bunch of cockroaches in the
room. Oh, my God.
Huge cockroaches.
Giant cockroaches that can be sexually serviced, Club Desire.
She was rubbing them. I turned my head. You know, I'm not here for that.
My God in heaven. Think of those cockroaches. They're wild animals. They got no choice in the matter. This lady's doing that to them. They're hissing away back there.
They had money. I'm just going to say.
How did they get money?
I don't know. Probably found it on the ground.
That's a wild operation you're running here at Club Desire. Whoa, the scab girl just about wrapped on me. Look out. She's quick.
Oh, the health inspectors. What would they uncover?
I think we gotta give you a D-. You're still open, but just barely.
People are coming up with different names for her. Scabarella.
Scabarella is what I thought. Yeah.
Scabagale.
Scabagale. Black Scabbeth. All sorts of different
names.
Yeah, you can really have some fun with it.
And someone said meth could definitely make you rip that meter off the wall. I didn't realize.
Oh, okay. Something tells me there's meth there.
Oh, yeah, lots of meth.
Oh, when you see her mugshot up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, you'll know there's meth there. There's no question.
There is no question. There is meth everywhere in here.
I'm wondering if someone is trying to make us feel bad because, like, you know, Scab Girl might have eczema.
Well, you can't say it, but you can.
Seriously.
I don't care. I mean, I feel bad, but
I don't
still,
think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's so nice, but really, I don't think so.
She might, but again, you can't be a stripper with eczema. I'm sorry.
No.
Just like Chuck couldn't be a male stripper. There's
exactly.
Certain things you can't do.
Exactly.
It's drugs, people.
Yeah.
Come on.
So maybe the stripper effect from my...
Yeah, now she's got a real sensitive skin condition. I think that's just on account of all the needles she's been plucking herself with.
Looks like a pincushion, boss.
Oh, God. Is that all under that couch over there?
Yeah, I just poked myself with 7 needles, so I'm probably dead.
Whoa, I'm getting robbed by one of those poker-playing rats.
Oh, but give him all your money.
He's got a gun. How'd he get a gun?
Club Desire, I tell you.
Wild here.
I guess in that county, Pasco County, Florida, heroin and meth are the drugs of choice.
Well, it's not, and this is the thing, she's not on heroin because you wouldn't be ripping stuff off walls on heroin. Right. You'd be in the corner just slouching there. Yeah, exactly.
So that the rats would be using scabs as poker chips.
Yeah, it's not sanitary. You get those rats some real poker chips.
He went all in, boss.
What's he got there? We got a full boat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A lucky little rat.
If you want to see the club we're talking about, just look up Desire's Newport Richie.
One of them up top there?
I think these are the strippers.
Yeah,
is that them?
You're right.
Oh, God, she's big. She's girthy.
Yeah, well, what'd you
look
expect?
At the size of her.
Yeah,
and what's with her? Take those shoes off.
Yeah,
so unsexy, lady.
Well, you know what, though? Listen, are you going to
not? She's got like orthopedic shoes on.
You know what, though? But you're not taking your shoes off in that place.
you're going to get bit.
Oh, my God. The strippers here are disgusting.
Happy holidays.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
My goodness.
I'll pay you $10 to
keep
that on.
You know what? Everyone there is on so much. That girl right there is not the stripper. She's probably the girl at the front.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not all good there at Desires.
Oh, it's not.
In fact, it's all bad.
Yeah, the whole thing comes across as a Tales from the Crypt episode.
Oh, it's so nasty looking.
Oh, what is that old man? Is that an old man? The one over to the left?
Is what?
Oh, no. Okay.
No, that's the DJ. That's what former Andy Life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
Look it up for yourself if you want to see the picture.
Used to think that was the gig to get.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fun so punch.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.